I appreciate that each of you has come into the room to see what's new. What we'll look at is the MP3 player, since there seems to be a fair amount of interest in that. We'll also look at how the Braille Note can synchronize your address list to the Microsoft Outlook contacts list. We'll have a look at that. And if we get the right cellular connection and Martin's mobile phone, I'll show you a little bit about the web browser and hooking the Braille Note up to a cell phone. We've been able to hook the Braille Note up to a cell phone for over a year. And I was going to show you the through a regular telephone line, but for some reason the telephone line isn't letting us connect all the way through with the internal modem. So we're going to do the mobile phone instead. Let me tell you that one change, which there's nothing to really show about it, but to talk about, is that we have changed our Braille translator to the Duxbury Braille translator. And that's a pretty well-known and well-used and mostly well-loved translator for anyone who does do print to Braille conversion. So as of version 5, which will be released in a couple of weeks, we'll be using Duxbury.
How easy is it to load? Because I've got no one to be able to load it for
you. You don't have to.
To load the software. I've got a voice note, and I don't have a PC, so...
What you would want to do is talk to the people at the Pulse Data Stand, and they can explain to you the different options that you have. You can get the software on a card.
Yeah, that has been suggested.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. Just a rough outline.
Well, you would insert the card into your voice note, and then you would go to the utilities menu and press A for applications. And that would then tell it that you're going to the storage card, and it would see the software and load it for you. It's very easy to do.
Excuse me, that's the one that's covered by the agreement, is it? Or would we get version 5 anyway?
Do you have a Braille Note now?
I have, version 4.
Okay, and did you purchase a software maintenance agreement, SMA?
Yes.
Okay, not a service agreement.
Sorry?
Not a service agreement.
No, it's a software agreement.
Okay, yes, that would be covered.
I didn't realize there was a service agreement, actually.
Yeah, you should stop at the Pulse Data Stand, and they can tell you all about that. It's a good thing to look into, because, you know, this equipment is not inexpensive, so...
Oh, things age, don't they?
Yeah, right. So, okay, so what I'm first going to do is describe what I have up here. And I, too, am a blind person, so don't raise your hand, because it'll get tired. just my name is Marlena, and I like to be very informal. So what I have up here is, on my left, I have an IBM ThinkPad laptop, and it happens to be running a screen reader. But as you will see, when I get to the demonstration of syncing, a screen reader isn't necessary, which is a very nice feature. To the right of that, I have my Braille Note 32 cell unit, and I'm using a Braille keyboard. And to the right of that, I have a set of speakers. Okay, so that's the configuration up here. I'm going to go back to my main menu. And let me turn him up a little.
25, 26, 27.
There we go. So the first thing I will do is go back to the MP3 player, and it's on the main menu as the media player. So I can either press space to move to media player, or I can press M.
Media player to play, press enter or find a network sunshine. So when they
just as when you open the word processor or you attempt to open any other file on BrailleNote, it remembers the last media file that I played, and it asks me if I want to open that same file. For purposes of this demo, I do not. So I'm going to press my space bar to pull down my list of files, same as I do in the word processor. Or if I were using the QT, I could press my right arrow key. Now it's reading my card. And the reason why it took so long to read that card is I have a 5 gigabyte card in my BrailleNote, which is huge. And I want to find a book called Vector. I could Braille a V, but since I only have a couple of files in here, I have a file now called vector1a.mp3, and this is a file that I made from an audiobook that I own, so I'm going to press enter, and it's going to take this a second to load because this file is quite long. It's about a 46 minute file. Here we go.
Putnam Berkeley Audio presents Vector.
Now I'm going to skip past all this music and hoop-de-blah by pressing one of my touch cursor buttons over any one of my Braille cells. Oops, still in music.
In the center of his forehead. Why a Viking, Jack asked. Hello, Jack.
Now, I'm going to let you hear this without these speakers.
Have you finished your first case already? Have you...
Well,
you well? How was your ride in this morning? Just fine, Jack said, since the questions had come so quickly.
So that's more like how you might be hearing it.
Their interest in the Vikings comes from a very revisionist view of history.
And now I'll put the speakers back in.
The marauding, murderous Vikings
epitomized self-reliant masculine honor. That's why Gordon thinks he got skinned.
I'm sorry?
Whoever killed him didn't think he did.
Is there a special speaker?
No, I said it sounds much better.
Oh, yes, it does. It does. But I like to let people hear what it sounds like just through the BrailleNote as well. Okay, so to start and stop the BrailleNote, we press space to pause it, and space will start it again. Backspace and enter, stop it. Okay. Now let's say that I want to get some information about this file. I can press space with I. There's my title. Then I can move through this list. And I get the sample rate, and I get the bit rate, and then I press escape, and we are hopefully going to get back into the file.
I've seen a number of cases just as bad.
Now let's say that you are reading along, and you want to know.
Short.
You want to know how far into the file you are. Same commands that you use for your word processor to find out what page you're on work in the MP3 player. So on the Braille keyboard, that's space with dots 156.
The left time, 0 hours, 27 minutes, 43 seconds, 0 hours, 46 minutes, 59 seconds.
So about halfway through this file. And we press space with E again, and we should start reading.
Ahead of them was a stalled blur of yellow cabs.
And again, now that I know that I'm halfway through the file approximately, I can press any one of the cursor router buttons above the Braille display, and if I have a voice note, I use key commands.
required.
And we can hear what those are. Space with H will bring up help.
Pause, press backspace with enter. Skip corner 10%, press space with .4. Skip corner 5%, press space with .5. Skip corner 1%, press space with .6. Skip back 10%, press space with .1.
And then .1 will, you know, .1 will take you back 10%. .2 will take you back 5%.
Skip back 5%, press space with .2.
And .3, 1%.
Skip back 1%, press space with .3. Restart this track, press space with .1 to read. Track information, press space with .5.
Okay, so just as you've come to expect in all your other Braille Note applications,
that the enticing American dream was a sham.
Stop it. it's kind of a depressing thing to stop on, isn't it? But all the commands that you use for finding out things in the word processor, use them for the MP3 player as well. Space with I in the word processor will tell you the name of your file. Space with I in the MP3 player will give you the properties of the file, the name, the length, the sample rate, etc. Now, for those of you who already have Braille Notes, you may or may not know that if you're running version 4, you already can automatically synchronize files. And what you do is when you set up Microsoft Active Sync, if you think about Active Sync as a bus, and you're putting files on the bus, and the bus is taking files from one place to deposit them into another place. And so for those of you who are running version 4, when you set up Active Sync with your PC, if you answer yes to the partnership question and then do a couple of other things that I'll be glad to explain to you later, what will happen then is on your Braille Note, there is a folder created called Synchronized Braille Note Files. And on your PC side, there's another folder created called Braille Note Synchronized Files. So when you want to move a file from your PC to your Braille Note, you no longer have to go into Microsoft or Windows Explorer or My Computer and manually copy and paste. You simply place the file you want to move into the folder on either side. And if you think about that folder as like the bus stop, you take the file to the bus stop, and the Microsoft Active Sync bus will come, pick up that file, and make a copy of it, and put it over on the other side. So if it doesn't exist on the PC, but it exists on the Braille Note, it'll put a copy of it on the PC. And you don't have to do anything except open up your Active Sync. So that's what syncing means. Syncing means matching the computer to the handheld device. And sighted people have been doing this for ages. And we finally now have a reliable, quick, and easy way to do this as well. So I'm going to show you how we sync with the contacts of Microsoft Outlook. Now the first thing I'm going to do is open my email client on the PC. And I've done that. It'll take a second. There we go. Now I've already connected to ActiveSync. So my Braille Note and my PC are looking at each other right now. So I don't need to establish that connection again. But if I hadn't, I would go to my Utilities menu, which is off of my main menu, and I can get there by typing a U. And then I want to connect to ActiveSync, so I could type a C, and off we would go. I have a serial cable hooked from my Braille Note to my PC. I could also do this via the infrared port if I wanted to, without wires. But for purposes of today, I've got a serial cable hooked up. So now what I'm going to do is, on the Braille Note side, go to my address list, and I'm in my main menu. So I'm going to Braille A for address list. And I want to add someone, so I'll Braille an A to add. And now I need a volunteer, a willing victim, I mean volunteer.
Yeah.
All right, are you my victim?
I am.
All right, I love it. Okay.
Last name.
What is your last name?
Porter. P-O-R-T-E-R.
Porter, first name.
And your first?
Sandra.
All right. And now, do you have an email address?
I do.
All right, hang on. Let me just skip on down.
Business email address.
All right, and your email.
Business email address.
And that's all I need, so I'm going to do space with E.
Have to add this record?
Yes, we'll add the record.
Yes, record added.
Okay, so now what's gone on is suddenly my Braille Note and my computer don't match. Now, whereas with a file, I could just move it over to the folder and the PC would see it. It would make a ActiveSync would send a copy of the file to my PC. When I'm syncing my address, my contacts, I need to tell it it's time to do that. So I'm going to go back to my main menu.
Main menu.
And my utilities.
Utilities menu.
And I'm going to KeySync, and that's an S for sync.
KeySync menu.
And the choices in the KeySync menu are sync now and options. Sync now and options. I want to sync now, so I'll press S. And listen very carefully.
Connecting. Syncing contacts. Please wait. Syncing. Finish syncing contacts. One PC item updated. PSync menu.
Now one PC item was updated. So one thing that may have become very clear to you is you didn't hear the PC. Even though I have a screen reader on here, I turn the volume way down because the way this utility is designed, you can sync with anyone's computer, whether they have a screen reader or not. So it works beautifully in the work environment. Maybe you need to sync your Braille Note with a coworker's PC to establish that your Braille Note will have all the same information that that PC has in the contacts. That other PC does not have to be running any sort of screen reader. Your Braille Note will tell you what's going on with it. So now I will turn up my volume here. And we're going to go to the contacts. And I'm going to go over to the list view. And I'm going to type S. There she is. And unfortunately for poor Sandra, we're going to delete her. Hold on, you ready? Hold on to your chair. Here we go. She's gone. Okay? But now they no longer match again. Now watch what happens. Let me turn down the... Okay? So now I'm going back over to the Braille Note, and I'm still in my utilities menu, so I'm just going to press S for sync.
Connecting. Syncing contact.
Now listen to this.
Sandra Porter has been deleted from the PC. Option?
Now it stops. It stops the whole sync process, and it says, whoa, hang on. You deleted Sandra Porter from the PC. Are you sure you want to delete her from your address book? And the reason, this is the default setting. It can be changed. You can change it to tell Braille Note that you never want to delete things out of the Braille Note, or that you always want to delete things out of the Braille Note. And the purpose of syncing is to make the two sides match. So once you're comfortable with syncing, you will probably want to change it to always delete things that have been deleted from the PC, or else why would you go through this process? Because things wouldn't match. So I'm going to go ahead and press D to delete, but let's listen to the help menu and see what it gives us choices of.
To restore this item, press R. To delete this item, press P. To always restore deleted item, press A. To always delete deleted item, press E. Send reporter has been deleted
from
the PC.
The same help menu that you've come to expect, context-sensitive help with this new feature. So when you get it, you can't remember what the heck that crazy Marlena from Seattle said, why it stopped. You just go to your help menu, and it will tell you. So we're going to do a D, and we're going to wipe her out. You ready again for the shock, Sandra?
Yeah.
Here it comes. We're lowering the boom.
Really? Same thing.
She's gone. She's dead. And now she's not in my address list, and I can prove that. And by the way, to jump from application to application, if you're using a Braille keyboard, you take the first letter of the place to which you want to go. In this case, it's the address list. A. And to that you add backspace enter, and that will jump you from any application to any application in the Braille note. On the QWERTY unit, it's function plus a numbered key. So like function 4 will take you into the word processor, etc. So I'm in my address list. I'm going to do L to look her up.
Selection list or address list.
And I'll press space to pull down my list. And I'll say Porter.
Porter. No matching record found.
She's gone. So we lost her. So that's essentially how KeySync works. In the next iteration of KeySolve 5, we will be releasing a utility that will allow you also to sync your email messages from BrailleNote to Microsoft Outlook and Microsoft Outlook to BrailleNote. And it'll work, I think, similarly to the way I described the files. There'll be a special folder created on both sides in the email client, and email that you want synced will be moved to that folder, and as soon as it's done, then it will, a copy will be made on the other side. But the most exciting thing that is yet to come, I think, is syncing the planner to the Microsoft Outlook calendar. And that will be sort of in the fall, I think, that's coming up. But for now, we've got file syncing and contact syncing. Any questions? Okay. We've also got, and I actually forgot to show this to the last group, so you guys are going to be one up on those people. we've got the stopwatch. And, you know, when we first put the stopwatch in, I must tell you that I thought, why do so many people want a stopwatch? Why do they care? Well, last week I was at the American Council of the Blind Convention in Pittsburgh, and I was doing these seminars, and an attorney came in, and she said, show me how this Braille note can track my billable hours, and I'll buy one. So I thought, stopwatch, stopwatch. And it's very cool, because what I can do from anywhere on the Braille note, and I will just go back to the main menu. I can press enter with W. And now I'm at zero, and on my Braille display it says zero. If I press space,
0 seconds running.
It says 0 seconds, then it tells me running. Now on my Braille display, I'm seeing the seconds as they tick by. Okay, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now, we could go off and I could open documents and the word processor. In fact, I'm going to jump over to the word processor with backspace enter W.
Folder name, press enter or press O.
And I'm going to change it to my general folder, so I'm just going to Braille general.
General, document open, press enter or my song.
Now, I don't want to open my song. I meant to say create a file, and I said open. But I can still create from here. So I'll call this stopwatch.
Stopwatch.
Demo. And I'll press enter.
Demo document does not exist. Create a new document.
Yes, I'll create it right here.
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm in the stopwatch demo, and I'm going to say this.
This. Out. Go on. This. Good. Marina.
Okay. Now I'm going to
1 minute,
go back to my stopwatch, and I've got 25, 26, 27 seconds. I'm going to stop it.
1 minute, 29 seconds. Stop.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I can do, I can press space again to start it. I could do the same command that you use to reread a prompt, which on the QT is your repeat key. On the Braille keyboard, it's space with R. I could do that here, and it would read me the prompt again. But what I'm going to do that is so cool is I'm going to copy this time to my clipboard.
I'm copying to a clipboard.
I'm going to go back to my word processor.
Oh, your name, press enter more general. Oh, document program, press enter more stopwatch demo. Blank.
I'm on my blank line in stopwatch demo, and now I'm going to paste the time, and pasting, of course, is done through the block menu. So I'm going to do a chord B for block.
Block command menu.
And P for paste.
Clipboard pasted.
And now what my file reads.
Stop the document. This is unwanted for my leader to show the stopwatch. 01:28.90 seconds. End of document.
So there's my billable hours, and that attorney bought a Braille note. So, you know, you can think of all sorts of things to use the stopwatch for, but it had never occurred to me that someone would need to keep track. So what you can do, I don't know if anyone here are heavy Outlook users, but in Microsoft Outlook, there's a journaling feature, and it starts keeping track the moment you begin the project. Well, on BrailleNote, if you just go to your stopwatch, initiate the stopwatch, then get to your project, then back to your stopwatch and do what I just did. It's the same effect as the journaling in Outlook. So any questions about that? Okay. I can't wear a Braille watch because I've had surgery on my hand, so I'm just going to check the time. Okay. So we're at 2:50 thereabouts. Let's see. We've done the syncing and we've done the stopwatch. Oh, the internet. Do we have Martin's phone?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do now is go back to my main menu, and I'm going to unplug the serial cable from the BrailleNote, and the active sync connection is gone. And I'm getting a cell phone cable here. Plug it into the BrailleNote. There we go. Now, hopefully this will work. It worked in the last session. I'm going to talk with you a little bit about the web browser. Has anyone not experienced the internet in some form or another, being on the internet? Okay, so you guys know that you've probably been on with a PC, and you know that there are shortcut keys that you can use, like to jump to the first block of non-linked text, or to jump immediately to an edit box, or a button. Well, the BrailleNote provides those shortcut keys as well, and what I'm going to do is from the main menu, I'm going to press I for internet. Now, just like with a web browser on your PC, you can set home pages in the BrailleNote. You can track your history, and the browser is cookie enabled, so you can turn cookies on or off. And cookies are things that sort of track where you are on the web. So I'm going to go ahead and press enter on this Google. And Google is a search engine that I like to use.
Yeah, I use it.
Service to call, press enter or Martin.
Now it says service to call, and I named this one Martin because it's his talk. What is it, Talk 21?
Yeah.
It's his Talk 21 account, so we'll press enter. And assuming that we get a cell, which we had some difficulty with the last one, we'll get out. I don't know what...
Where can we find the biography of J.K. Rowling? I've not read a single book, but, you know, it's the first person that came to my head. How would one find a biography?
Well, that's kind of a whole other sort of topic that is interesting, because learning how to search once you get there, there are numerous ways to do a search. What I would do, especially using Google, is I would just type that. I would just type J.K. Rowling biography. And, oh, there we go. Yay. Okay.
Logging on.
Now let's see if we have a good cell.
Login successful. Connected. Please wait.
Okay, so if we have a good cell, I'll actually do that search. How would that be?
Yeah. Google.
All right, we're on Google. Okay. All right, so...
You have to do a search input. I mean, a text input.
Okay.
Command here.
So what I do to jump to the first text input box is I press space and dots 4-6.
Text input.
All right. So now I will type biography space.
Biography.
And then I'll type J dot K. How do you spell her last name? R-O-W-L-I-N-G. And then I'll jump to the search button, which is the space 4-6. Space 4-6 takes you, it moves you by default, it moves you from input control to input control. And an input control is defined as a text box, a radio button, or a checkbox. Okay, you can change what Space 4-6 does. It can move you by frame, it can move you by heading, but for purposes of what we're doing here today, in the time constraint we have, I've left it set at the default, and the default is to move by input. So Space 4-6, and I'll press enter on the button. Now while that's loading, let me tell you about the Braille display. First of all, this is going to load more slowly because we're on a cellular connection. We're at what Google says is the answer to our query. Now, before we go any further, let me tell you what this physically looks like on the Braille display. Each link begins with dots 2, 4, 6. So you think of the OW sign. Or if you're visual, it looks like an arrow pointing to the left. So you see dots 2, 4, 6, space. Then you see the words of the link, whatever they may be. Then a space. Then you see dots 1, 3, 5. So that looks like your right arrow. So your links look like they're encased in arrows. Your buttons look like the left-hand side of the button is dot 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. And if the button is pressed, there is an X. And then the right-hand side of the button is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so the OV and the WIP are buttons. Your boxes look like boxes. So the AND sign, dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, are the left-hand side of the box, and dots 1, 3, 4, 5, 6 are the right-hand side of the box. Okay, so we've done the search, and now what I'm going to do is jump to my first block of non-linked text. And on the, with the Braille keyboard, that is enter with dots 5-6. Not to be confused with jumping by paragraph, which is space with 5-6. So I'm going to press enter 5-6.
Results not generated on 42,600.
Goodness gracious. Right? And I'm going to press enter 5-6 again. And I'm going
to
press it again.
That's
not what we want. So what I might do here, it just depends on how you like to get acquainted with a website. What I would do is a search for Rowling from this point. I would do a search on her last name. And so I will do that. But what I could also do is move by link. To move forward by link, we press space. To move back by link, we press backspace. Right? But I'm going to search on her name. Same commands as we use in the word processor. You don't have to learn a whole new application. The find command is the find command. So, and a space with F.
Find. Search forward or back.
We're going to search forward. Oh, it didn't speak. It just popped up in Braille. So now it says computer Braille is required. And the reason why computer Braille is required is that we're essentially on the Internet right now. And the Internet doesn't have a Braille translator. So we'll write in grade one Braille. R-O-W-L-I-N-G. And we'll press Enter. Okay. And now, to read the link, it's the same command as reading a paragraph, space with 2, 3, 5, 6.
Kate Merrill is the author of the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter News, Book Reviews, Biography, and other information about Kate Merrill.
Sounds like the link you want, right?
Kate Merrill is the
author
of Harry Potter related news, Book Reviews, Kate Merrill is the author of Biography, and other information.
Fine. We're going to click the link. We're going to click the link by, I can either press enter here on the link, or I can reach up to any one of the touch keys above my Braille display and touch that key, touch that little button. And that's what I'm going to do. And now it says linking. So now what we're doing is going to that J.K. Rowling website, or that website with information on J.K. Rowling. And again, it will depend upon how large the site is, the length of time this takes. We're doing this the slowest way we can do it because we're using a dial-up cellular. So it could be very quick or it could be a while.
If he was doing it without the cellular phone, would it be a lot quicker?
Yes. Yes. And if you have, I don't know if in the UK you have broadband cellular yet.
It's on its way.
It's on the way?
It's on its way.
It's wonderful. I mean, if we're in the US and I have my phone hooked up, with the Braille mode, it's just about as fast as the 56K modem is on the phone. So, which is pretty great when you're being portable. We're almost there. This must be a huge web page.
It's sending out a novel.
Is
it sending out a novel to us?
Yeah. Maybe we're getting Harry himself. Something's changing. No, it's just saying, please wait. At least it's polite.
Saying you should be patient.
Well, I'm never, never patient.
You sound a bit like me, never said.
Come on.
You wanted to have done it yesterday, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, so now we could start reading this page with space with G.
Special feature, Florida Billings, 3,936 quickly news, 98 interviews, 145 articles, 248 excerpts, 1,109
who knows what that's all about?
B1, B8, B2, B6.
And the reason why you're hearing those beeps is each one of those represents a link. And the reason why you're hearing B7, B4, B5 is because this web page is not labeled excessively for us. And so what the brown note is seeing is essentially how these links were labeled. So once again, just as with our screen reader, if the web author doesn't follow the guidelines for accessible websites, it's still tough, but it's not impossible. We could click any one of these B links and get what we want, but let me not do that because heaven only knows what we'll get. Let me just show you a very cool feature. With my braille display, I'm advancing down to a little bit of text here where it says, let's see, let me get away from links. I'm going to start at the word interviews, and I have my cursor on the eye of interviews, and I'm going to go to the block commands menu, or B, and place a top of block, T, at the beginning of this text that I'm going to copy. So it says interviews, colon, 145 articles, colon, 248 excerpts, colon, 1109 short stories, okay? And I'm taking my cursor to the S of stories and moving it one space beyond, and I'm going to the block menu, and B for bottom of block. And we will see, copy this now to the clipboard. Hop over to the word processor with backspace, enter W. We'll open the general folder. We'll open the stopwatch demo. We'll go to the bottom of that file, put in two new lines, and paste the data from the internet. Now that file reads...
This is unwanted for my link as we show the stopwatch. 01:28.90 seconds. Interviews 145 articles, 248 excerpts. End of document.
So what I did, except I didn't take it all the way over to the short stories like I thought I had, but what I did essentially was copy information directly from the internet to a useful document in my Braille note. How that translates into real life for me, I travel for a living. And sometimes, in fact, frequently, I'm in one airport making reservations for 2 weeks later for another airline, another trip. So I hook it up to my cell phone. I go on the airline's website. I make my reservations. When my itinerary page pops up, I go to the block menu. Copy it to the clipboard, open my planner in one keystroke, backspace, enter P.
E-plan calendar, press enter or Tuesday 15th.
And if I want, July 24th, I just type in my day, my month, my year, press enter, whatever day I want, and then I paste. Just as I paste it into the word processing document, I paste what would be my itinerary into my planner on the day when the trip starts, and I don't have to worry about it anymore. So, any questions about that? You guys are so patient and wonderful in this hot room. Okay, and that's essentially what's new. The web browser stuff isn't new, but I like to emphasize it because it's with the MP3 player, there are sites to which you can go and purchase MP3 books. So it's really important to learn the browser and learn the strength of it and the capability of it. I can tell you that my husband is sighted and he uses a Palm Pilot. And every weekend it's our tradition that we go to breakfast and he brings his silly little Palm and I bring my substantial Braille note. And we browse the newspaper. We share articles and tell each other about things that we see. Consistently, my Braille note hits more pages faster than his Palm Pilot. So it always feels good to be ahead of the sighted people on that.
I've never used a Braille note yet to recover a program on radio. I could do that, can't I?
Well, yes, you could download it. For instance, you could go to ACB Radio and go to the archives page and find something that you wanted to hear and download that to your Braille note. Now, the thing you have to watch for, though, is these MP3 files, especially the shows, are fairly large. So what you want to do is have a storage card. And you can get them in all different sizes. You can get them from 5 gigs, which is what I have, to 256 megs, to 60 megs. Yeah. But you definitely want to do that in external storage. You don't want to...
I mean, can I pick up music on the Braille note?
The Braille note does not yet... That's called streaming. And the Braille note does not yet support streaming.
No.
But you can download things that are already up there in MP3 format.
I see. But a radio talk, okay, fine. No problem about picking up a radio, downloading a radio talk.
Well, if you think of it this way, if the program is live and you want to listen to that, you can't do that.
No.
Okay, that's streaming. If, however,
it's archived,
they make available on their website the opportunity to download and listen at your leisure, you can do that. But you can't listen to it if it must stay on the website.
Right.
Okay, if we'd like to say thank you to Marlena for giving us a talk this afternoon in a very hot afternoon.